As Alaska's daylight hours diminish in the fall, the increasing darkness raises the chance of drivers hitting wildlife on Alaska's roads. Moose collisions present the most common and dangerous hazard, and as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a few factors are common to most accidents.
University of Alaska Fairbanks geography student Yob Nordelos is finishing up a master's project on moose vehicle collisions in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
I'm from the Netherlands, and I arrived 3 years ago here in Alaska, and I was completely scared of driving on the roads. A lot of people told me about how moose just jumped on the road.
Nordelos cites three Fairbanks area human fatalities resulting from vehicle moose collisions during the study period between 2000 and 2012. In the 12-year span, vehicle moose collisions averaged about 100 per year in the North Star Borough. Nordelos says moose tend to get hit just after sunset.
They seem to be more active just after sunset, and I think drivers' behavior is also an important factor here, because people drive home often tired after a day of work, and they don't really pay attention to things around the road.
Nordelos points to vehicle speed as another key factor.
Roads 55 miles per hour are like the worst.
Clearly the number one issue with moose collisions is the speed of the vehicles.
Alaska Moose Federation Executive Director Don Dyer agrees with Nordelos that basic driver precautions best reduce the risk of hitting a moose.
Be aware of what you're doing, and in places where there is a lot of brush close to the road, slow down. Have a good set of lights. Pay attention and watch the sides of the roads. Don't just be tunnel vision down the highway.
Dyer's group is contracted by the state to pick up roadkill moose and get them to needy people. He says about 700 moose are killed by vehicles statewide annually, most in the Mat-Su, followed by Kenai, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. Dyer cautions that moose get creative when trying to cross highways and cites an Anchorage trouble spot.
The moose do go across the bridges, say at Minnesota Avenue, and I just picked up a huge bull moose there on Sunday night. Also, last October, that was where there was one fatality accident because a moose did walk down an on-ramp and go underneath the bridge, and a motorcyclist hit it in the dark.
Dyer and Nordelos both point to moose collision reduction measures like speed zones, warning signs, roadside fencing, brush clearing, street lighting, and wildlife pathways, remedies that have been successfully employed on some Alaska roads. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.